Hey there. I just wanted to touch on a few things that I'm learning during this that I've learned in the past, but are resurfacing. It took me a couple of weeks to get on the right page, but I talked about this a few weeks ago, how I switched back to shorter term trading, which makes a ton of sense because the volatility is so high and the uncertainty is high. So it makes sense to not daily charts, and holding things overnight is way tougher right now. And you open yourself up to a ton of risk, headline risk and other things that could be really hurt your account. So that time will come again, but right now it's probably not the best time for that. So the other thing is, when there's a crisis or when there's a lot going on, you need to minimize what you're doing. You need to cut your decisions way down. So I spend a few weeks trying to do trade a little longer term, trade shorter term, try to be productive, get my exercise the same level it was, and do all this other crap. And it's just not possible. So I had to minimize. I'm exercising less, but I'm still doing it a little bit. I am cutting that overnight trading and multi-week month trading down to almost nothing and not spending energy on that anymore. It doesn't mean I'm giving up. It's just I'm being smart. I'm adapting to what's in front of me. And I'm amping up the short-term trading, trying to really sleep well and prepare myself to make decisions during the day. And just because you haven't done it doesn't mean you can't do it. Trading smaller is really important. If you stay small and you cut loss fast, you fall into big trades when you don't expect it. And it's just time for that right now, for me at least. And I think for other people, it makes sense as well. If you're going to do something in there, that's probably the place to be. So, but back to the decision fatigue, I think it's just a proven thing in psychology and with how the brain works, that when you are more amped up and everyone's amped up and there's a lot of emotions and uncertainty, the more decisions you make, the worse off you are. So you just need to make a few. So for me, it's thinking, okay, I'm trading the index. Stocks are all moving in herd behavior. Everything moves the same when there's a crisis, up and down. So you're better off trading the index or big stocks that are going to move than picking little small cap stocks that may sit there and not move when you get the direction right, which is really irritating to be right and have your stock not move with the market. And that's where we are right now. So you think about making simple decisions on simple things and not having to get all tied up into who's going to have the better earnings in 2 years from now because people are staying at home. Don't do that stuff because you can't figure that out right now, but you will be able to figure it out later. You'll be able to jump on that trend when you see that developing. But it's like when someone has a traumatic life event, you don't know how they're going to be different after, but you can start to see that they're different and then ride the trend that they're going to stay different. Same thing with these stocks. So, you know, I need to take my own medicine, and I have, but that caused me some problems for a while, but I've shifted now and put it behind me, and just passing that along if anyone else finds that useful, because it's definitely helped me a lot.